Hi everybody, thank you very much. You're lucky to have me twice today. First of all, what I'll talk about is urban survey. I'll talk a little bit about the context and some of the challenges we're facing, a little bit about some of the opportunities and innovations that we're looking at, and then a short case study at the end of something that's happening right now. War and explosive remnants of war inside cities is not new. What perhaps is more new to us is the scale of the challenge and the distribution of the challenge. It's happening in Syria, Libya, Iraq, the Philippines, and Yemen, amongst many, many others. And previously, where we've addressed slightly more conventional environments, the challenges differ. So here we have, you know, this is actually in Ukraine on a survey I did a couple of years ago. Surveying a relatively open, conventional area is not without challenge, but it is simple to establish, for example, land ownership. Post-clearance land use, secondary hazards, perhaps there are some telegraph poles and a little bit of interference to deal with, perhaps there are some challenging ground conditions, but a relatively large area can be captured relatively quickly with relatively simple, well-delivered training. If we look at the urban environment, the challenges differ markedly. Establishing secondary hazards becomes increasingly difficult. There's a car on the roof of a building which has collapsed, for goodness sake. There are human remains potentially within the buildings. Establishing occupation. People will move back to buildings and will live amongst the rubble and the ruins. And establishing land ownership can be almost impossible. Here we have perhaps, you know, within a small area similar to the size of what we saw in Ukraine, home to hundreds, if not thousands, of people and families. But we do have some opportunities. First of all, survey is important not just to establish where contamination is, but also to establish where contamination isn't. And this can help reconstruction. We have teams deploying, gathering huge amounts of information, and they can potentially do that quite quickly. And if we can establish areas where the risk is low, or low enough for reconstruction to work, we can worry about the more challenging, difficult, longer process of clearance later on. There is a great challenge to be addressed in terms of access to buildings and structural, you know, challenges that we face, but people have already, from outside of man action, to some extent addressed these sectors. The urban search and rescue community have a means of rapidly assessing buildings to assess whether they're safe to enter or not safe to enter. We can enhance that and build that into our teams. Mobile technology allows us to share information incredibly quickly, and I hope to show you how we can do that very shortly, and it can be delivered almost by the minute to the people who need it. Not just us, the mine action professionals, but the reconstruction sector more widely. We can adapt our survey. We have teams going out visiting buildings. With a little bit more training, they can take a little bit more information about those structures they see, the people they meet, and that can help others. What I'm now going to show you is a field assessment from CERT that we're doing. It's slightly different in as much as what we're doing is a field assessment of an area to prepare ourselves for mechanical clearance, and we're doing it in partnership with DCA and our colleagues in the Libyan Mine Action Centre. But this is a live map. It was updated about 20 minutes ago when I spoke to our teams in Libya. If we zoom in on the blue area, each of these blocks has been divided up into individual information cells. If you were to click on a cell, you will immediately pull up some data about whether or not there is assessed to be contamination in that area, or whether there is indirect evidence, or as you can see down at the bottom, there's direct evidence of a hazard. This is the result of 3 or 4 days' work. There is follow-on survey to do, there is detailed survey to do, but very, very quickly, we, as the mine action sector, can build up a picture of a city. Direct quote from Wikipedia, CERT was devastated and near destroyed by the conflict. We can see that that's not entirely true in all places, and there are parts of CERT where people can and should be working. We think we can deliver this to cities all over the Middle East, all over North Africa, with our partners in the National Mine Action Authorities, and with clever use of smartphones, apps, and good quality training. I'll be happy to take questions at the end, but thank you very much.